here's a story from The World.
Who is in charge? That is the question many Haitians have been asking following the assassination of their president, Jovenel Moïse. Now there seems to be some clarity. Today, Claude Joseph, the prime minister who took control of the government following the assassination, he said he's stepping down. And Ariel Henry, a neurosurgeon and politician, is stepping up. Widlo Merancourt is the editor of the Haitian news outlet Ayibo Post and joins us in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital. Widlo, after so much uncertainty and confusion, how did Haitian officials come to this arrangement to form a new government?
Well, there is a lot of questions regarding this very government. What happened is Mr. Ariel Henry was selected 2 days to become prime minister by the former president, Jovenel Moïse. Mr. Henry, a neurosurgeon, is very close to PHCK, which is the party of the previous president. But what happened is, if you see the composition of this cabinet, it is filled with folks who are very, very close to this PHCK party. For instance, you have Claude Joseph. He was the prime minister, but he's back to this government as Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So a lot of people are criticizing this government, saying it's the continuation of the same old government of PHCK, and there is nothing new there.
What role did the U.S. and other foreign countries play in advocating for this new leadership?
Oh, I think it's a critical role. I think nobody will argue that if it was not for the intervention of the international community, we would not have this government here. I mean, what happened is right after the assassination, Claude Joseph resigned 2 days before the assassination as prime minister, stepped in to fill the role. And all the way until recently, he was talking about building a government. But something happened. We don't know, quite frankly, what happened. And the international community make a U-turn and says that, oh, actually, Ariel Henry is supposed to continuing with building his cabinet, which is something that he was doing before the assassination of the president. So the international community plays a role, but this role is very criticized. If you talk to people in civil society, a coalition of at least 300 organizations got together to say that they set up a committee that will select the new president and the new prime minister of the country. So seeing the role of the international community, not listening to folks in the civil society calling for change, calling for a new government, calling for something that is more inclusive, and having their voice not being heard, is something that is being very criticized here.
So what is the prognosis then for Prime Minister Ariel Henry bringing some stability to Haiti in the midst of all this?
Well, I think he got a lot in his hands. His major concern right now is to sort of strengthen his leadership and his power, because he's questioned by a lot of people, and a lot of people don't consider him a legitimate governor. But what is legitimacy anyway? Because you don't have anything in the constitution or anything in the laws of the country that says how you should run a country when virtually every democratic institution is dismantled. But he has a lot of things in his hand. You have the security climate that he has to deal with. You have the humanitarian crisis that is becoming dire. You have the fuel shortage right now in the country. You have the election. Because you still have to hold elections, right? We don't know yet what is coming, in which agenda he would bring, but what we think will happen is there is no possibility, and I don't think the international community is pushing for it right now, to have election in September.
Widlo Merancourt, the editor of the Haitian news outlet Ayibo Post, speaking with us from Port-au-Prince about the formation of a new government in Haiti. Widlo, thank you very much.
Thank you.